You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders is back in the classroom, this time as a journalism instructor. He's adapting to his new role as a first-time teacher, but longtime mentor to young reporters.
40 years ago, I started night classes at Kilgore College. I took 3 courses while working full-time at the Made Right Bottling Company in Longview. I operated the bottle washing machine. That meant perching above the wide conveyor belt, making sure the bottles stayed upright before they entered the belly of this beast. Occasionally, I had to pull out a bottle with a broken or chipped neck. When the line broke down, I could steal a few minutes to read my assignments in world history or English. I remember those days fondly. Simpler times, my future ahead of me, a world of possibilities awaiting. It's funny how things turn out. After more than 3 decades in journalism, and 18 months of being self-underemployed as a freelance writer, I started teaching journalism full-time at Kilgore College this semester. It's an answer to a prayer, undeserved perhaps, but humbly appreciated. I've never taught full-time before, though for 9 years I taught part-time at SFA in Nacogdoches. Now I teach 4 courses, plus serve as advisor of the student newspaper and co-advisor of the yearbook. That's a full load, though it pales compared to what a typical high school teacher carries. I'm sure not whining. I'm slowly learning to pace myself in class and how to engage the students. The small classes feel fairly natural, since my approach isn't much different than the coaching of reporters that I did for years in newsrooms. And the subject matter is the same: reporting, editing, layout, and design. But my largest class, Introduction to Mass Communication, wakes me up in the middle of the night with the cold sweats. 31 students are packed in the classroom. I drew a seating chart in the dim hopes of learning everyone's name, a task I might accomplish by Halloween. Trying to engage nearly 3 dozen students for whom I'm all that stands between them and lunch is going to be a challenge for this rookie instructor. The first class, I made a pitch for students to join the yearbook or newspaper staffs. Next, they filled out index cards with basic information about themselves. I showed them the textbook and assigned readings, and then talked about what we would be doing this semester. I glanced up at the clock on the back wall. Hoo boy! 20 minutes had elapsed, leaving a half hour to go. I was nearly out of material. Either I need to talk much slower or come up with more subject matter. I began to improvise, talking about the revolution of mass media over the past 20 years, that's the approximate age of nearly everybody in the classroom, and whatever else popped into my rapidly racing mind. Eyes glazed. I asked questions, received scattered replies, trying to fill time. I cut them loose 10 minutes early. It was the first day of class, after all. Clearly, I was going to have to get better at this quickly, or it was going to be a long semester. The second class went more smoothly. I came with twice as much material. I got the students' attention when I told them a prospective employer would check their Facebook page before hiring them to see if they had posted unsavory photos of themselves or other inappropriate material. Soon they were arguing about privacy issues and how easy it was to get into someone's page, even if it was set to private. That's more like it, I thought. I have a long way to go before my teaching skills are where they need to be. This first year will be the toughest, but I've been given a chance to teach about the profession that I love, and that is a blessing indeed.
You can find Gary's writing and photography on his website at garyborders.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.